Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special. When you partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you are investing in bringing people all over the world to Christ. Stay tuned for a message from Kenneth Copeland after you watch this exciting report.
You have won, through Kenneth Copeland Ministries, over 66 million souls into the kingdom of God over the last 42 years.
Partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries are both witnesses and participants to one of the greatest miracles of this generation, the saving of a whole continent, Africa. For years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their many thousands of partners have been helping Reinhard Bonnke and Christ for All Nations. In 1975, Reinhard Bonnke preached to a crowd of 100 people in Botswana. Today, he is preaching to millions of people, bringing the message of God's love and salvation and changing the lives of those who hear him.
The biggest crowd I've ever preached to was 1.6 million people. It's an ocean of humanity. I can't get used to it. It shakes me every time. When we counted the decision card at the end of that meeting, we had 1,093,000 first-time decisions for salvation. But when I stand in front of a crowd, even if they are less, I feel a sense of responsibility. I feel there are people who will never, ever again hear the gospel. And I have to present the ABC of the gospel of salvation in such clear terms that nobody one day will stand before the throne of God and say, "Dear Lord, I would have loved to get saved, but I couldn't understand Bonnke's preaching." That dare not happen.
In 1984, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland met Reinhard Bonnke at a tent crusade in South Africa. Kenneth Copeland had a word from God that revealed a great move of the Holy Spirit that would bring millions to the knowledge of Christ.
I'd never met them before. And then suddenly Kenneth began to prophesy. He prophesied that the wall in Berlin would fall. That was in 1984, 5 years before it happened. And he also prophesied that I would see how the Lord would save 1 million souls in one meeting. I couldn't imagine such figures. The biggest crowd I'd ever preached to by then was 50,000, you know. I mean, that was a huge step. I didn't start off big. I started below zero. That's where anyone can start. We have become wonderful friends, and the Copelands have helped me financially. I would say it was single-handedly to build up to what it has become today. And many, many times when we thought we couldn't pay the bills, we were right at the end. There came a check from the Copelands right here, from the U.S. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. And that is true until today. We have been side by side. I believe with all of my heart that the Copelands and their precious, precious partners have the lion's share of all those souls saved through our ministry one day when we stand before the throne of God.
For over 22 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries and Christ for All Nations have partnered together.
In those early years, when I met Kenneth, he said to me, "My ministry is more directed towards the believers. Your ministry is directed towards the sinners." But he said, "I want sinners to be saved as well." So that's why he put, what shall I say, he made an investment in the soul-winning ministry and will have a mighty reward. I don't think I would sit here today and tell of these huge harvests if the Copelands and their dear partners would not have stood with me in my small days.
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Christ for All Nations and the ministry of Reinhard Bonnke have seen over 60 million souls saved, and the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have been a part of it.
If you have hundreds of thousands of people in front of you, everyone being different, yet the Holy Spirit finds everyone. We are made for God. We are made for the gospel. And these people, all being different, all find salvation and room in the wonderful arms of Jesus.
When you study partnership, when David was pressed into service, he and his men came back to their home base, and they found out that they had been raided. All their families were gone. All their quartermaster was gone. Everything they owned was gone. So they had to take what they had left in the way of quartermaster or food. Their quartermaster back in those days, of course, they didn't have trucks and stuff. They had beef. They had to herd it. I mean, whatever it was, they had to take it with them. And they wept until they couldn't cry anymore. Now, you have to remember, David knew how to function in the blessing of Abraham. He called for it. He covenanted with God in it. And then he stood on his covenant rights. That's the way he defeated Goliath. Remember, Gloria was talking about this in here the other morning. He knew who he was. And so when he shouted at Goliath, he said, he called him an uncircumcised Philistine. In other words, you hadn't got a covenant. You ain't no different than a lion and a bear. I kill them, I'll kill you. I'll take your head off your shoulders and feed it to the birds there. I mean, well, all this, he's speaking by faith. He'd learned to do that. Well, when they got there, they were under forced march for hours to catch up with these guys. The Holy Ghost revealed to them where they were in more ways than one. And they ran them down, and they caught them encamped on the other side of a river. They had been under forced march, and they had some of their people that by this time were not physically able to make that river. Well, he said, you stay here. You watch out after the animals, what we've got left here. You take care of it. You guard it. You watch over it. You take care of the rear ranks. We're going on across. They did, and you know what happened. They cleaned the house, brother. They got it all back, every bit of it, and then some. Now, when they began to divide this up, there were men with David that were Gentiles. They said, we ain't giving any of our spoil to that bunch that stayed back here on the other side of the river in safety while we went up and faced all of the warriors over there. Our lives were on the line. We're not sharing any of our stuff with them. Well, now, ain't that the way the world thinks? A lot of church people think that way. But that's genetically altered Bible. Well, what happened? David said, not so, my brethren. And the Bible calls those people wicked people. The word wicked, we get our word wicker from it. It's twisted thinking. He said, not so. Those that stayed behind. Now, were they in perfect safety? No, who said they were? You don't know what's over there in those woods. Just because they didn't have strength enough to get across that river doesn't mean that they just laid over there and slept the whole time. They were in charge of what they had left. I mean, if somebody storms in there and takes what they've got, that's all the food they had at that time. Everything. The entire quartermaster corps was left on the other side of that river. So it wasn't like they didn't have a job. It wasn't like the Spirit of God wasn't operating in them same as it was over there with them. But David said, no, The only reason we won this thing is because God gave us the victory. God blessed us and He helped us pursue. He helped us catch. He helped us across the river and He gave them into our hands. So, He said, we will split this alike. Those that went into combat and those that stood guard on the backside of the river. And He said it was introduced as an ordinance of God. Now, that's partnership. That's partnership. You didn't go to Africa. You weren't seated there with Reinhardt and Annie Bonk in that little bitty room behind that tent back there when the anointing of God came and all these things. Oh, yes, you were. How do you think we got over there? I didn't work for 2 weeks trying to get enough money to buy an airline ticket to go to South Africa. Where do you think my clothes come from? Oh, I thought it came from your faith. It does. God is the source. There's not many sources. There's one source. You heard that last night, Brother Seville. Now, I'm telling you what, now that thing kept me up a while last night. He said it wouldn't, it did. And I got to thinking about the God who is the source of all mercies, all grace. Ooh, I got excited. Praise the Lord. But now, think about it. He has many channels, one source, many hands, much faith, many people. I tell you, you get us all together and we're something.
Amen.
You know what the Spirit of God calls you and me to glory in me one day on one of our broadcasts? Biggest Holy Ghost gang in the world. That's who we are. And we're going right on to a million partners too. Praise God. Now, I said all that to tell you this. The principle behind this is, and you're going to see it again on another clip here in just a second. But the principle behind this is, which is the most important? The person that preached the word? Or the one that bought the fuel that got you there, the one that bought the clothes that you wore when you preached it, the one that kept the records, the one that did it, huh? We're in this together. No, God's no respecter of persons. You get the same reward out of it I do. I preach it, you sent me. Amen. That's the way it works. You have won through Kenneth Copeland Ministries over 66 million souls into the kingdom of God over the last 42 years.
So he laid out, you know, in Deuteronomy 28, the curse, and then he laid out the blessing, and then he said, you choose. This should be an easy test. You choose. And he said, the Lord, if you choose wrong, that's just what you're going to get. But if you choose right, you can live in the blessing. So he put out the whole blessing, and we won't go into it this morning. He put out the blessing that covered everything good. He put out the curse that covered everything bad, including, he named many sicknesses and diseases. But then he said, and every sickness and disease not mentioned in this curse is under the curse. How many of you know they keep coming up with new diseases you never heard of before? Well, God was prepared for that. You can't come up with a new disease that he doesn't consider a curse. And then he said, if you'll do these things, the blessing will come upon you. You'll be blessed in your body. You'll be blessed in the field. Glory to God. Now, Jesus then, in Galatians it says, Jesus, that was talking to the Jews before Jesus came. Jesus himself, say himself. Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases.
I needed some help myself when it was time for my daughter to start school because I couldn't get her to school where I lived and I couldn't pay enough to move.
Deborah Murray, a single working mother, was faced with a common dilemma: how to survive without adequate housing, a decent job, or childcare. Deborah was desperate.
So I called the mayor's office and asked for a list of numbers that of agencies that provide help. And the first number on the list was Cornerstone Christian Women's Job Corps.
There's a group of over 200 churches and organizations that work together to serve the poor. It came out of a vision that God gave us 18 years ago when we started, where we found that churches weren't engaging the poor as often as we felt like they should be, that we felt that scripturally they were called to do. And so God began to shape the vision for Cornerstone, that we wanted to provide all the resources, staff, knowledge that congregations needed to do what God has asked him to do, serve the poor, right in the communities where he has them planted.
The women at Cornerstone really showed a lot of interest. They teach like job skills and life skills, and they provide a mentor for you, and just a lot of prayer support.
We'll help you, but you've got to be in a case plan. You've got to have a goal, and so it's a real partnership between the person in need and the churches and organizations in our network to see how long they're willing to help themselves, and the more they help themselves, the more we're willing to help.
If you're having housing issues, they could provide you with an apartment. You have to follow their rules as far as budgeting goes. You can't go into any more debt. You are paying off debt, and they help mentor you to, while you're in the program for 2 years, to research what you're going to do and how you're going to sustain you and your family after the 2-year program is up. The woman who had been my case manager called me. She explained to me that they had started a new program.
We're building houses for low-income clients, and they're able to get money from the city and the county to help buy down the house so that when they move in, they will actually owe less on the house than it will be a fair market value.
They just started sending me through classes to learn about mortgages and different things like that so I could make an informed decision about where I got my loan from. And I got my house out of it.
I just think it's the greatest testimony that we have is that Kenneth and Gloria partnering with an organization like ours that is interdenominational. They in fact have seen, like we have seen, if Christ is the focus, we're okay with God working out the details later on. Because of their commitment to us 15 years ago, to help this ministry, we've been able to touch the lives of thousands of people we'd never be able to touch.
I just want to say thank you. They made a huge difference in my life and in my daughter's life.
I was introduced to the ministry of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland by Dr. Chris Tudejola. He's president founder of Christ Chapel International Churches in Lagos. And I became a partner, by the grace of God, with Kenneth and Gloria in maybe 2001. And since then, it's been a wonderful story. They teach faith. I was here, I try to come here every year. I come every year for the convention. And so when they started teaching about the blessing, you know, I was moving from Lagos to Abuja, and I was at a crossroads, so to say. But the Lord ministered to me and said, if you trust me, I'll take care of you. So I took a step of faith. And today, God has been so wonderful, so gracious. Through the teaching of Kenneth and Gloria, my business have moved on to a realm where I have not dreamt or imagined before.
God has a plan to prosper you in every area of your life, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Kenneth Copeland family is here to support you with the tools to overcome real-life issues that you face every day.
If you're here today and you've got sickness, disease, malfunctions in your body, it's already been taken care of. All you have to do is receive what He has done for you, that He Himself bore your sicknesses.
We are in this world. We are not of it. And if you are willing to stand and believe God, you can be in the midst of this thing. And while it seems like everybody around you is going down and failing, you are thriving.
It's going to require faith, and you can't get stymied or stop at the fact that Well, I just don't see how I could ever do that. That's too far out of reach for me. I'm not that kind of person or whatever. You have to step up and know that as you step out, God's going to help you do that.
Awaken to the call to lead and train our children. And on top of that, awaken to the value of the Word and how this has the answers.
Teachings designed to break the grip of oppression.
It is time for us to experience the spiritual freedom that Jesus bought and paid for when he went to the cross.
Because of prayer, the sick are healed. Bible says to pray for the sick, pray for the afflicted.
You and God are a majority. And don't let anything or anyone speak into you, can't, impossible, you're not good enough, smart enough, or rich enough. Because you have everything you need deep within you.
The whole thing is about the mercy of God. This is such an integrated, vital part of who God is. If we don't get love, we don't get God.
You can say it like that. This is the victory that overcomes depression and overcomes recession. This is the victory that overcomes sickness and disease. This is the victory that overcomes death, even our faith. Glory to God. There ain't nothing in that world order faith won't overcome.
From health to wealth to peace of mind, Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to assist you in discovering how God's Word works for you. Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. Partners have always been close to the hearts of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has launched Engaging in Partnership. We're here for you, new partner package. This partner resource notebook is a go-to place for partnership materials. Inside, partners will find a welcome letter from Kenneth Copeland and two Covenant Partner cards for 10% discounts on KCM products at conventions and victory campaigns. Section dividers provide a place for all the materials partners receive. This ideal filing system has room for information on partner letters, worldwide offices, giving receipts, and notes. Also included is a DVD ministry report, a CD of scriptural promises, and a second CD on the anointing of partnership. Partners with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share the same vision, agree in prayer, and reap eternal rewards. Together, they are taking the Word of God and the voice of victory from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help equip, encourage, and empower you. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, and we'll send you free of charge the We're Here For You new partner package. The fastest way to receive your free package is to request it directly through our website at kcm.org. God has your answer for a strong and blessed life. It's time to reach out and make a difference for Jesus. Request your free partner package today.
Now, you know, you're going to be hearing us say this a lot, that KCM is here for you, and that's not just some little catchphrase. I mean, that we raised our children like this, that our partners are why we're alive. Now, and they grew up thinking, oh, our partners are the most wonderful things that ever lived on the face of the earth.
That's the truth.
Then it's the truth. Amen. Now, here, let me remind you what it means that we're here for you. Here's in the fifth chapter of Hebrews, 43 years ago, Jesus ministered this to us, and it is that you're become as such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness because he's a baby. Nothing wrong with being a baby, but it's wrong to stay a
baby.
That's right. Amen. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. But here we're talking about the meat of the word. You got to go through that milk stage and go on into the meat stage. For everyone uses milk, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age or perfected, Ephesians 4, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, for the perfecting of the saints, the growing,
right,
maturing of the saints. Strong meat belongs to them that are mature, of full age, even though who by reason of use or training have their physical senses trained to discern both good and evil. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body equipped and empowered. Now that's what this ministry is all about. And we've been here 43 years and 1 month. And we're still about it. That's what we are. Now we're expanding. Everyone has a part in fulfilling the assignment of this ministry. Our family has grown up preaching and teaching the gospel. And it's not just because their mom and daddy did. It's because they've been called. And it's because we put them on it. They had to live by it when they were little. It's not something they just heard.
That's right.
They got their toys this way, praise God. And our meetings, we have them for you. When I'm preaching on television, I'm preaching to the partners. Other people get to hear it. But it's our desire to see you grow in
Amen.
The Lord and live in victory.
Hallelujah.
And we want you to become partners with this ministry. When you pray about it and you believe with all your heart that God is calling you to become a partner, then and only then, that you let us know and contact us, and we'll send you the new partner package. This, I really do like this thing, man. This new partner research note. I mean, resource notebook. Well, it's a research notebook too, eventually, because there's a place in here to keep your partner letters every month as the Lord gives them to me and I write them to you. Praise God. There's a CD and a DVD in here about partnership. So we want you to be blessed. Go to kcm.org, watch the broadcast online, read the daily devotion. We got a lot of stuff here to help you live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. Hey, it's been good today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on The Believer's Voice of Victory. To order copies of this week's partnership special, go to our website at kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to welcome our new partners. Request your free We're Here For You new partner package today. Find out how KCM can help you and how you can get involved in what God is doing to change lives around the world. This is your year to get in on God's blessing. Have faith in God and live in the blessing every day.